This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
That's right. The drive is live. Byron's in the building as Tyler is out today. I'm sure he is wearing his Victory Monday shirt somewhere around.
I don't know, man. I know. Sounds like he was embarrassed to wear in the building.
Yeah, I know he said he thought. I believe.
Well, I'm just talking about because of the armpit stains.
I think he's got it on somewhere. I think he's got it on somewhere. But he is out today. We'll be back tomorrow. Byron is in the building, holding it down for us. Remember, we are out early, 5 o'clock. The D'Amico Ryan show comes up as he'll get ready for the playoffs for the third straight year. He was on, if you're listening to In the Loop, did his press conference earlier today, getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers as they won 9 in a row, 12-5. What a season. And we'll get into all of that as we get through to today. But, Clint, I know you did postgame. I know you did. And watch the game. We sat up there and watched it together and enjoyed it yesterday. Where are you at now? What's your thinking right now coming out of yesterday's game as we head to knowing the opponent, knowing the day that the Texans will get this playoff run started?
The Texans have landed in a beautiful spot. I mean, it's crazy to believe that they've won 9 in a row and they've won 12 of 14 after starting 0-3 with some of the issues that we saw. It's crazy to think that we've landed where we've landed, but we're here. We improved on last year's regular season win total with 12. The momentum going into the playoffs is tenfold what it was last year, and it's as good as any momentum in the playoffs across the board. You can argue Jacksonville's right there with us with how they've been playing and their little winning streak, but the Texans at 9 is the top. I love the seed that they pulled. I love the fact that now we know you're going to Pittsburgh. I don't know that it's as friendly of a situation as most would like to think, but it is the best, I think, behind the Rams in all of the playoffs. I think there's 6 games. If you look at the matchups, I think this is the most friendly one beyond the Rams having to go to Carolina. So, yeah, man, I love where the Texans are at right now. Some of the same issues that we got to talk through. I mean, there's not the game hasn't necessarily changed much for the Texans, but I like where they're sitting right now. I like the momentum that they got going into this thing.
Yep. They we wondered if they would get to this 5 seed. Yep. It was an interesting route. We can get into that in a bit. But to the point that you brought up and the listeners, I will not take any of it. I'm sure there are going to be some of you that come out of nowhere and say you knew this. But Clint, you kind of brought it up. They're sitting there. The hell with 0-3. They're sitting there, Clint, 3-5. Just having CJ Stroud knocked out. And when it happened, we were sitting up there. What happened? We had to feel that was going to be more than a game. Right? That seemed like that might be some time. But he's knocked out. Jalen Petrie's knocked out in the same game. Those two, you could argue on their sides of the ball or heart and soul of their sides of the ball. They're going to go on to miss 3 games. You're down 29-10 in the fourth quarter with Davis Mills against this Jacksonville team, who are as hot as anybody now, because Jacksonville went lost that game and they have just gone off since. And they're down 29-10, Clinton, the fourth quarter, and they don't lose another game. Like, they just win the rest of them. They eclipsed their win total of 10 the last 2 years by two games. They're 12-5, the five seed, a team that a lot of people look at as a sexy pick to get to the Super Bowl. I will not hear anybody who were like, yeah, man, I felt that that was happening. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm alone on this. I know I'm not. But Clint, I certainly did not think they would be here. And we looked up the stretch, and they did this with a first place schedule. We looked at this and we saw, like, boy, they got Buffalo, they got Kansas City, they got Indy, who was playing hot, they got Jacksonville, and they ran through and won every one of those games. Shout out to D'Amico Ryan. Shout out to that crew. That was clear. You lose your quarterback for 3.5 games. You lose one of your best defensive players for that long. They've had injuries on the offensive line. I don't want to say shocked, but I am pretty surprised that they're sitting here, Clint, 12 wins and a legit Super Bowl contender after sitting there against Denver, where CJ's head bounced off the turf and he's out cold and he would go on to miss the next three games. I am borderline shocked that they're in.
Oh, no, I'll be honest with you. I'll go a step further. I am absolutely shocked.
Are you? Yeah.
That you got in and got to a five seed, that you got to 12 wins, that you drew the best seed in the AFC, that you're viewed as one of the favorites. Yeah, I, after starting 0-3 with the issues that the Texans had, I'm not shocked that they got in. Hell, you got eight or nine win teams that have snuck in. I mean, you got a couple of bad football teams. Carolina getting in. Like, you, I'm not shocked that they found a way in this division, to sneak into playoffs. I'm shocked at where they've landed. That's the part of it. Like, getting in.
I'm shocked that they snuck in. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about at the space of 3-5. Like, the Chargers are the seventh seed at 11 wins. I did not see them getting to 11 wins. When they're sitting there 3-5 and CJ's out. Like, I am surprised that, as you said, they are comfortably in. Like, comfortably in with 12 wins, the most that they've had in this run through. I'm a bit surprised by that, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm shocked that they landed where they landed. It's gonna be a hell of a story. I mean, it's one of those that you know, however you finish this thing, if you can improve on your playoffs from a year ago, just like you did your regular season from a year ago, then it's going to be a hell of a story, either way, any way you slice it. So it's good to be here. It's good to be in the saddle another week with real game action that matters. And now let's see if they can go shock a few folks.
Text line coming through. True Texan fan. I love it when you start off with that one. True Texan fan. I always believed, especially once they won three games while CJ was out, my expectation was they should win out. Well, I guess maybe after. I'm sorry. I was not in that. They were sitting there 3-5.
Well, I mean,
CJ Stroud's head bounced off the turf, and he was out that game. And yeah, multiple
so what you're saying is when they got to 6-5 and were 6-2. So in eight games, they were 6-2 stretch. You finally got to a point where you weren't surprised. I think at that point, there probably were some believers that, hey, man, can you go win four of your next seven? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, you're getting CJ back. You're getting some guys back. Yeah. I mean, I don't think if you polled people around the city, I would imagine fans at 6-5 said, yeah, we still got belief. I don't believe that. I don't think that was a conversation. I mean, I think it was well before Davis Mills won the game against Jacksonville. I think that made it. That made believers out of a lot of people at that point in time. But boy, at 0-3, and even like you said, at 3-5, is that what you said?
Yeah, 0-3 wasn't as much. It looked bleak, but you didn't. You could see. All right, there's some games in there, and when they got the Baltimore game, you're like, okay, they beat Tennessee, they beat Baltimore. Baltimore was a tough one. Now they're 2-3 or whatever. All right, but then when it went down there and they lose the Seattle game and then he gets injured against Denver and you knew what was coming the rest of the way, 3-5 at that point. And if you remember, like, the Indianapolis Colts were viewed differently at that point than they've gone ahead and dropped the rest of their games. They did the opposite of what the Texans did. And then obviously the Jags were in front of you. Like I just, I mean, 3-5 and then 29-10 in the fourth quarter. You couldn't have told me they were going to be here. Could not have told me. So, and really the adversity didn't just stop there. Hell, I mean, Trent Brown hasn't played the last 2 weeks. They've had to flip stuff around. I mean, they won a game against a Super Bowl contender in the 49ers without Nico Collins. Yeah. Braxton Berrios was getting busy in the game. So shout out to them, man. They were to get to this place. And you know, I could see some people, you can call me a hater all you want. That's fine. I did not see it. I did not see it or sense it or feel it. And shout out to them because they went 12-5 this year and grabbed the 5 seed and are legit Super Bowl contender. I did want to get your thoughts on, because we were talking about it up there, as the second half approached, Clint, and D'Amico talked about it, saying we were keeping our eyes on the Jacksonville game, and when they saw that was out of hand, they went ahead and made moves, and they said, we're going to take CJ out. Hell, they kicked off the game without having Kamari Lashiter and Nico Collins in the game for what felt like rest. They took all their backs out. I think Titus at one point came out of this game. Ed Ingram came out of this game. Daniil, Will. And yes, they weren't going to catch the Jags, but they could have dropped to the 6th or the 7th seed where they would go and potentially face a more difficult team, but they were able to pull it out with Davis Mills in them. But just the decision where it seemed like they didn't really care about seeding or where they would go. I think they've gotten to a place where I think most Texans fans are excited about, all right, we got to go to Pittsburgh, but they put themselves in a situation where they could have had to go to a lot more difficult opponent.
If you don't get the old Mills magic right there to get you to win that game.
One more time.
If you don't get that, correct me if I'm wrong, but Buffalo winning, you would have slid to the 6th seed, so you would be going to Jacksonville instead of going to Pittsburgh. And so it was an interesting approach to the game, I think, from jump, given that Nico Collins didn't play. And then when they emptied the bench at halftime, it really got interesting. I just, when you look at the seeding, you potentially could have fell to the 7th seed, which now looking at the bracket, I guess you can look at it and say, well, I mean, look, if you lose, then you avoid the 1 seed potentially in the second round, which would be Denver. Because right now they're locked into obviously going to Pittsburgh, and the winner plays Denver, the 1 seed. And so maybe if you would have slid, then you could have potentially got a home game maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I guess. I mean, the way I see it, is that right? That's right, though, right? I mean, we catch Denver in the second round if we win.
Yeah.
That's the way it's set up right now.
If all the seeds hold, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you catch Denver in the second round if all the seeds hold. Now, if Buffalo beats Jacksonville, then you'd go to New England.
So they reseed.
Or the winner, or whoever's the next highest seeded. Maybe it's, you know, whoever. Or you host, you know, depending on how things shake out. But no, man, it was interesting sitting up there. I think our boss was in the suite talking about, what are they doing here?
Yeah. Why
are they shutting it down here?
What was wild to me was that, like, the conversations in the press box and conversations with people that typically are pretty passionate were like, oh, it ain't no big deal. I'm like, what? It ain't no big deal. Like, you could potentially fall to the 6th or 7th seed, which would mean a far.
Because, like, see, me and you were, some people were like, I cared if I'm the Texans, I would much rather have played the winner of Baltimore and Pittsburgh over Jacksonville. Now, I understand
or New
how
England.
Yeah, but I understand how people feel about Jacksonville around here. I got it. But the way Jacksonville is playing, I mean, you could argue Jacksonville's playing like the best team in the conference from an offense and defensive perspective, and Trevor's got it rolling.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be in the situation they're in. Now, they ultimately got there, but, like, you're sitting
just
there.
An interesting approach, I thought.
Leonard didn't lose his mind a couple of times. But, you know, it may have been a different thing, but ultimately got there, and they are facing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we've got, and it's Monday night too. That's beautiful. Your standalone game Monday night will be a little cool, but Monday night in Pittsburgh, and we got all week to look at it. All right, Let's do what we do each and every week. 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. Who's your player of the game? Who's your player of the game yesterday? There were, I think, a lot of candidates when you score the way they did and do some of the things they did against the Colts to finish this thing out. Who are your players of the game? We'll discuss that coming up next. All right, welcome back in on a Reaction Monday and a Victory Monday for the ninth straight time. The Texans closed this season on a nine-game winning streak. I'm going to tell you what, this is you couldn't have told me, Clint and Byron in for Tyler. You want to call him Bryce. Also, congratulations to Byron, who made his first playoff appearance in his career as our producer led the Carolina Panthers to a playoff run. You will host the L.A. Rams coming up. So congratulations to Byron, a.k.a. Bryce, in the building in the playoffs. First two picks of the draft a couple years ago. Both CJ and our producer are in the playoffs. So congratulations. Shout out to you, Byron. Byron in for...
appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Hey, appreciate you. You worked that hard. Shout out to the Falcons for you, for helping you out. But it is amazing. You wouldn't have told me, not just what we talked about before, but it's almost hard for me to believe that the Texans won 12 games. They closed out the season winning 9 in a row, and they didn't win the division. like before the season started, that is not something that I would have ever believed. Hey, let me tell you what, Texans gonna win 12 games this year. Close this sucker out, winning 9 in a row. They gonna win at Kansas City, at Baltimore, and beat the Bills at home. We walked into the year the three toughest games on their schedule, and they'll throw in a win against the 49ers at home too. And they'll lose the division.
Yeah.
I did not see that going, but that is where the AFC South turned this year, as they show great improvement in being one of the better divisions in football this year. All right, let's do it. Our Manai Institute Player of the Game. We do this each and every Monday. Next week we'll be doing it on Tuesday, as they will get set to play their playoff game coming up against the Steelers on Monday night. But 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, who are your Manai Institute players of the game? I'll start, Clint. My player of the game was British Brooks. Now I ain't gonna lie to you now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Texans keep running out running backs that clearly look like they got more in the tank and are better options than Nick Chubb. Now, I do understand maybe the Colts weren't maybe 100% in it like they normally were, especially in the second half when the Texans clearly raised the white flag. But, hey, man, big fella got a little jump cut in him. He had 10 carries, 60-plus yards, almost 5 yards a carry. He looked really, really good. Like, he looked like there's more than just fullback skills to him. And it wasn't like when you look at British Brooks, you think like, all right, man, this dude about to just run folks over. This is what this is about to be about. Nah, man. He's got quick feet, elusive in there, made people miss, and had good moves in the hole. And that looked good, right? That looked better than what we've seen from Nick Chubb. That looked better than what I expected to see him get extended carries. And maybe that might be something with Jawar Jordan having a little ankle thing that he had to go out from. But British Brooks, he looked really, really good yesterday. And good to see him get extended carries.
Yeah, look, I like what he brings to the table. I mean, the Texans at the running back position, just big picture, longer term, they got to figure out, are they going to bell cow this thing with somebody like a Joe Mixon like they had last year? Or are they going to run him back by committee? And if they go running back by committee, I mean, I would think Jawar Jordan's obviously done enough to be a part of that. And now British Brooks obviously has done enough to be a part of that and be a special teams guy that can take a little bit of the load off, maybe in short yardage or goal line situations, and not, you know, force Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan or whoever 1A and 1B typically are to maybe not force them to have the complete load of an 18-week, 17-game season. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to overthink this with British Brooks, but I agree with you. I mean, it's an option.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to take through. But it was very similar when you looked at Jawar Jordan that first game he came out, and you're like, that's not what I thought British was bringing to the table.
Yeah,
when he got in the game, like
I did not either. But it's an option, right? I mean, it's moving forward now. It's an option, and hopefully you're not in a place where you need that option. But it is an option. So
British Brooks looked really, really good. Who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with Kyahmi Fairbairn, man. Mm-hmm. I'm 6-for-6 and 44 field goals on the season, tied a regular season record. And
that's not just a Texans record. That's an NFL
record. It's an NFL record, 44 in a season, and he did it playing 15 games. Didn't even play all 17 games. And so, obviously it was big in this game. I've said it many a time. I think with the formula that the Texans are going to try to win with in 25 and the 26 playoffs, I think is great defense, and being able to bang long field goals at any point in time. I don't know. They're building some kind of facility on TV, so I don't know where the basketball came from. But yeah, just banging long field goals, man. That's a big part of what the Texans are going to do to win games. At least they hope to do to win games. It complements a defensive-led football team in a major, major way. And so, yeah, whether you look at the 6-for-6 performance, the 44 on the year, or just literally how important he's going to be and is to this team and how they want to win games, Kyahmi Fairbairn's got to be my Man Eye Institute player of the game today.
Yeah. Man Eye Institute, See Life Better, British Brooks for me, and Kyahmi Fairbairn for you. A couple people we're bringing in, Fairbairn. Tommy T, yeah, he did score a touchdown and should have had two touchdowns if that handoff could have gotten. Mm. I mean, the Texans, boys, they get down there and they are really good at screwing up red zone. They don't score in the red zone normally, but if they mess up in the red zone, they score. What are they? They snapped the ball through CJ's legs one time that somehow rolled right to Woody Marks and got him in, and then CJ got a rushing touchdown. Mm-hmm. That should have been handed off to Tommy.
So, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, look, I'm all about being creative. When I was talking about being creative in general for this offense, I wasn't talking about giving Tommy Togi out of the ball from the two. I wasn't talking about the wildcat formation with Dari Agumbawale. But we've sure seen some outside-the-box thinking from inside that five-yard line, have we?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever needs to happen, happen. Mm. Text line coming in. British Brooks is the best running back on the team. Now, we don't have to get aggressive here, guys. Let's just calm down here now. All right. Woody Marks is still alive and rolling. I just say, like, every time they let somebody else run the ball, I see somebody like, damn, I don't know if Nick Chubb got that in him. I don't know if he has that in him. But no, man, good game yesterday for the Texans. Again, our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute, See Life Better. All right, let's get into, as we have all week, a little look ahead. But let's get into where we now know who the opponent is for the Texans. And it seems like most people were happy with the outcome last night between the Ravens and the Steelers, knowing who their opponent would be. But after watching the game, I'm not so sure if that is actually accurate. We'll discuss that coming up next. It is a Reaction Monday. I know I'm not going to pay off the rules of the business, pay off this tease immediately, because this has just come across and I just saw this. It is Black Monday, and we know the Cleveland Browns, they fired Kevin Stefanski. And I had to check and make sure I wasn't got. But Adam Schefter reports the Browns, they're interested in interviewing Condoleezza Rice for their head coaching job.
Is it the real Adam Schefter?
It's the real Adam Schefter.
That would be on brand. That would be really on brand.
11.3 million followers. It is the real Adam Schefter. Condoleezza Rice.
That'd be for an organization that hadn't been
George
able to figure
Bush
it out.
Administration. Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah. That'd be
like, well, hold on.
For interviewing for the head coach job or the general manager job?
Head coach. Interviewing Condoleezza Rice for a head coaching job. I mean, good God, guys. I mean, I know a way. Are we just trying to just have fun with the Rooney Rule at this point? Is that what we're doing? Condoleezza Rice? You're right. Like, the general manager job, I still think is insane. But that feels at least... No. Either one of them. The head coaching position.
Yeah, I can't even take it serious, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. Is she turned? Wasn't she a part of the Broncos ownership team or something? What's she?
I mean, the same team that just gave a guaranteed contract to a guy that had been accused of all that Deshaun Watson was accused of is now, 2-3 years later, going to turn around and interview Condoleezza Rice for the head coach job. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
That is wild. That is wild. How about that? Well, we'll see. Someone texted in, her dad is a coach. Okay. All right. Sunday Night Football last night, we were sitting there watching that to see who would be the Texans' opponent, where they would have to go, either Baltimore or Pittsburgh. And I know last week we had a lot of conversations the team you wouldn't want to see is the Ravens. Teams that you really wouldn't want to see are the Ravens. Team you wouldn't want to look at and play is Lamar Jackson. Team would. But I don't know about you, but I'm watching that game, Clint, last night. And when that field goal missed and went wide, my thinking was like, damn. I think that might have been a better path. I think that might have been a better path for the Texans. I think that might have been a better path.
Had that field goal gone.
This version of the Baltimore Ravens, not the one that we've seen that the Texans have had trouble with, but this version where Lamar Jackson isn't quite right. You could tell. I mean, he didn't even run the foot. He didn't run the ball like we normally do. I mean, Harmon, a defensive lineman, cut him off on the sideline to where he couldn't get any yard. That ain't
interior
happening.
Interior defensive.
That ain't happening, right? And they've got a bunch of dudes that are names, Clint, but they're more named than they are game right now, right? Roquan Smith is not the same Roquan Smith that was the best interior lineman, interior defensive lineman a couple years ago. You know, they don't have a pass rush to speak of. Kyle Van Noy is 35 now, their best pass rusher. Marlon Humphrey is not the same. Derrick Henry is really, really good, but hell, they held him to like 20 yards or something like that in the second half. They just aren't the same team. And listen, I want to make it clear. I think the Texans should be favorite and are favorite by 3.5 against Pittsburgh, and I would think they are the better team between the two of them. But I look at it, and you start looking at the Pittsburgh defense and the pass rush, the guys they have up front, and some of the guys they have there, DK Metcalf coming back. I think Pittsburgh is actually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio. Audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A tougher matchup for the Texans than the Ravens.
Yeah, look, I thought I was I needed to wait and to see the game, specifically to see what Lamar Jackson looked like. And the Lamar Jackson I saw, like you said, was not full go Lamar Jackson that is super dynamic. That's not the guy that I watched play last night. Now, still can pull the rabbit out of the hat and make some plays, which will scare you, but it just wasn't the same Lamar Jackson. And so then all the other factors start coming into it. You go, they have zero pass rush. We've already torched them for 40-plus points, I believe, this year. You got to have a ton of confidence. And instead, you catch the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, again, now I know I'm probably one of very few Aaron Rodgers fans around here, but Aaron Rodgers, you take a veteran quarterback that has seen it all, that knows better than to try to hold the football, at least until the game dictates it, that's going to use all of his outlets and put real pressure on this defense, then all of a sudden that becomes a little bit of a problem. And they got a pass rush with Highsmith and obviously Watt is back and company. I mean, they can bring some heat. They got a corner that can lock down. So, yeah, I mean, I think in hindsight, I would have preferred to play Baltimore as well. Before the game, if I just had to randomly pick, I said Pittsburgh. But after watching that game, I think I would have preferred to have Baltimore as well.
I think that the Texans are the better team. I think that they are the team that should be favored in this thing. And I think it would have been either way. But, like, if you take, especially against this defense, Clint, you take Lamar's ability to run and what he's able to do there, and now he's just really a passer, and then you start to look at the weapons that they have, like, that's a different deal. Right, well, and as opposed to, all right, the Steelers with Gainwell and Warren out of the backfield against potentially the linebackers, that's more problematic than maybe what people are giving credit. I just think overall, again, I think they should be favored over both these teams. But I think actually now, today, the Steelers are a better football team and a better matchup, or a tougher matchup.
Tougher matchup, definitely. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. I think you know, that game, when you look at how the Steelers defended Derrick Henry and just loaded up the line of scrimmage and just gave all the opportunity to either throw a ball, which they ended up hitting some late, or when so much attention is to Derrick Henry, I mean, sneaking Lamar Jackson out the gate and getting him in the open field, you know, with one-on-one with a defender is a lot easier when they're loaded up to stop Derrick Henry, right? So, again, the fact that he wasn't ever able to really break loose and cause major problems for Pittsburgh tells you that he was a little bit hampered as well. So, yeah, man, I think in hindsight, I would have preferred to play Baltimore. I don't even care about the history of it. I would have preferred to play Baltimore, but here we see it, man. Pittsburgh is the go.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it is Black Monday, and we've seen some coaches get let go. We talked about Kevin Stefanski earlier. The Falcons have fired Raheem Morris and their general manager, so they're completely starting over. And that's after them getting a win. Arthur Blank giving him a big-ass hug after the game, and then go ahead and let him rip a couple hours later. And then the Raiders, one and done. Pete Carroll, he is officially out. And then Jonathan Gannon, he is out in Arizona. So those are the coaches been fired. Any of those surprise you?
No, I don't think any of them surprised me. I think the one that surprises me is that old boy in Miami still got a job.
Oh, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I thought he would be out. I can't believe that the general manager in New York still has a job.
Yeah, they're keeping him.
Yeah, I'm more surprised with the people that have retained jobs than I am by the ones that got axed. I mean, I think Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, I think a lot of that stems from the way that they handled the quarterback situation with the money that was already spent and then using a top draft pick kind of deal to do it. So I think that kind of spearheaded the issues with them, along with not winning, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, all of these guys, Browns are, I mean, it's about time Kevin Stefanski moved on. I mean, hell, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm like, thank the good Lord they moved on for me. I mean, good gosh. But yeah, no, none of these really, really surprised me. I'm more surprised at some of the guys that held on to a gig.
I wondered if Raheem Morris would get a little longer time. They played pretty well towards the end with him. They had some injuries. They won four in a row to close it. And I mean, they were close at 8-9, right with the other Bucks and the Panthers. But I mean, it's not a shock. You can understand. Maybe they're saying to themselves, we want to get an offensive coach. To go along with Michael Penix Jr. in this offensive group, but that was the only one. All right, I'm looking at this thing. This is Adam Schefter saying previously they had looked at Condoleezza Rice as a head coaching candidate.
The fact that there's any
in 2000 at the previous time in bringing and he's bringing back that back up that they had looked at her as a head coaching candidate.
It don't matter what. I mean, he can try to save that for them if he wants to, but looking at Condoleezza Rice, ever even shaping your mouth to look and view Condoleezza Rice as a head coaching candidate in the NFL is an absolute joke.
And it seems like the Browns would be the team.
And the Browns, their whole organization. You want to talk about dysfunction. You want to talk about – and you wonder why coaches go there to die. You wonder why quarterbacks go there to die. I mean, it's just – I mean, what a mess. The crazy thing is 1-32. There's going to be another fool step up here and go, yeah, I can change it. I can fix it.
Yeah, he almost did. Two-time coach of the year.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, almost.
All right, coming up, 713-572-4610. It's Monday. We open up the phone lines. And look, the Texans 12-5 finished the year with a 9-game winning streak. They're going on the road to face the Steelers. Question that I want to hear from you, 713-572-4610, we'll discuss. Is this Texans season already, regardless of what happens into the playoffs, already a success? Is this already a success, 12-5 where they are, regardless of how this playoff run goes? We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.